I think I made you my plaything that year.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the SSFL podcast. We're in playoffs. Well, some of us are in playoffs. One of us is in playoffs. Mr. Eric Searle, how's it feel?
Feels great, Brendan. I'm the only owner to get to the semifinals 3 years in a row. Some people are asking me if it's a dynasty. I think it's too early to say, but I'll let you be the judge.
And Anthony.
Well, you put too much thought into that response. That's all I'll
And you put
say.
not enough thought into yours.
Wait, hold on. That doesn't even make sense, Eric, because I've been to the finals 4 years in a row.
Yeah, but for the last 3 years, I'm the only person that's been to the semifinals 3 years in a row.
Oh, you're in, when you say last 3 years, you're including the year, this year currently.
Correct, the one that matters. The one we're here to talk about today.
Gotcha. Okay, I was just wondering like how you were twisting it around to make it relevant to you, but
Your dynasty is over, and we're on to a new one, is what I'm saying. We only care about what have you done for me lately?
I knew this was gonna be I knew this was gonna be it. Yeah, that's fine. That's fair enough.
It could be worse. You could not deserve it.
What do you mean by that?
I mean,
What's
you
your point?
deserve it, and so it's better.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Normally, I edit
No,
out the pauses, but I'll leave that
it could be
one
worse. It could be Curtis. Yeah, I mean, R-Sweat was hilarious for different reasons because it really did look like the Dolphins might not gain a single yard in the
in.
second half.
Negative 20 yards of offense.
And it was like as the fourth quarter was like ticking down, I was like, is this actually going to happen? Because it seems pretty ridiculous. And then, I mean, honestly, this is better because he caught that one like 19-yard pass and then Eric was winning by like 0.4. And I was like, well, that's a shitty way to go out on that like little garbage time seam route. And then he scored two touchdowns after, which were completely meaningless for the football game, but it made me feel better. It was like, all right, well, it didn't really matter then because there wasn't really like one player or play that like changed, like it wouldn't have mattered. My team just didn't score enough points. So, is what it is, but it was pretty funny. Like I was like, I texted Kevin after that first half. I'm like, I couldn't really ask for a better first half. Dolphins look incompetent. Waller looked kind of slow and uninterested in the cold. When the game's out of reach, that's when he levels up, man.
Did you see the McDaniels press conference after?
No, did he look miserable?
No, he said, huh, I should have got that guy involved earlier.
Yeah.
I genuinely think that Darren Waller didn't win me my fantasy matchup this week. Devon Achane did because the Dolphins looked like they weren't going to get another first down for the rest of the game and probably get six total offensive snaps in the fourth quarter and end it. And if it wasn't for Devon Achane catching a screen pass, deking three people and making a first down that got the drive rolling, Waller never even
It's
sniffed
funny
the
you say
ball.
that because I was thinking about that too. That was like the first drive to start the fourth quarter, and Achane actually got two first downs. He had
Yeah,
like
two
just
good ones.
one run play that went for like 11 yards, and then another that screen pass. And I was kind of just like, I don't like this. So I was like, I need them to get off the field here. I don't like that they're kind of getting some garbage time production. And then sure enough, it happened. I still think it seemed like they were gonna start chucking the ball downfield regardless, but there's definitely a world where they don't get a first down there. Pittsburgh drives down, takes 8 minutes off the clock, and then it's kind of over. So, you know what? It is what it is. To be quite frank, my team I don't think was good enough to win anyway. So the Mahomes injury really sucks. And I really thought Brock Bowers would actually be what McBride is, but they actually flipped. Like I knew the Raiders are going to be bad, but I thought they'd be Cardinals bad where they would still score points. And then I didn't expect Jacoby Brissett to actually be better than Kyler Murray when I like made that kind of swap. And it turns out that that was the Raiders are not just bad, they are like incompetent. And it's not like, oh, Geno Smith got hurt. Like they were terrible before that, which was unexpected. So,
I saw
yeah.
something there like this third team since the 30s that has two games where they didn't get 100 yards of offense in the season and got shut out.
Wow.
Yeah,
In the
that
year of our
is.
Lord 2025, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You gotta believe
We
they're
did.
gonna call up like Tom Brady or Cam Newton or something after losing
Dude,
that.
I don't know what they're gonna do, but I mean Brady's an owner, so
He could just step on the field.
it's all Brady's fault.
There you go.
I want to just go back though, because we did the thing that we always do where Brendan says, let's talk about Kurt, and then we talk about ourselves for 5 minutes instead more.
I'm coming back to Kurt. What I got
I just
the
want to say this is the best thing about the fact that we changed to the you get to pick your opponent thing, is that Kurt now has to pick his opponent again from a
Yeah.
smaller pool of people, and it just gets more and more devastating every time he loses.
I'd also like to apologize to Kyle because I told him that he got to pick and then realized that it was actually Kurt. So, sorry. Kurt had a moment in the very end of the game where Tua threw something and it like bounced off the numbers of a linebacker. And that might have been the loudest I've yelled all year about football. I almost lost my mind. That was so funny. And I'm texting James, like it's hard to tell what he's watching when he's not. You know, when he's at work, he's probably watching. At home, he's got kids. And he's just like, I've had to watch this whole goddamn game. It's not over. And it's like so funny.
I had a question about that at the end of the game, because for a good 5 minutes, James was up by just under three. Like Kurt needed 3 points to win. A sack fumble is 3 points, right? Okay. So that was actually what Kurt needed in that situation. Interception wouldn't have been good for him, but a sack fumble would have done
Oh,
Or
okay. The Jalen Hurts special, where you throw a pick and then you recover the fumble and then you fumble that one. That'll work too.
That's a new one. That's a new one.
That'll go down to history. I don't think we'll ever see that again.
The other games are interesting too. I mean, Kevin pulled off an upset against
Without
Dion
Drake London.
without Drake London.
Big points. Ricky Pearsall in the double digits.
Yeah, Odunze. Why can I never say his name? I think that's like three episodes in a row. Almost fucked him and it worked out.
So good for Kevin. I think, happy to see him in the semis. I'm rooting for him. And we love a first-time champion. No more repeats. I think we can all agree. I think we can all agree we've had enough repeat champions.
So, who's our first-time champions, Brandon and Kevin?
Nice.
Thank you.
And then in the Promley bracket, I don't think they're I think the James one and oh yeah and Kenny with Trevor Lawrence. I mean, those two had two of the worst SSFL seasons, James in particular. And then for them to get out in the first round of the Promley, it's just all it takes is one, man.
Incredible. Incredible
And
efforts.
it sets up a fascinating Final Four down there.
Yeah, Tyler with a pretty resounding no to the Pronley bracket. And
Which I
then
think is fair. Like he's got a very
his
solid
team
team.
was good all year.
Almost made playoffs, right? So yeah.
Okay, should we just get into the Pronley pick then? I mean,
Yeah,
I don't
I
know.
think
I don't know
so.
how much we need to break down the other shitty teams.
No, we can break down their shitty teams once the matchups are set.
Okay, here we go. Big shout outs to Kurt. I already told you, but this is 90 seconds long,
Okay,
so.
hold on. So he's got a choice between Kyle, Shariar,
Mike.
and Mike. Okay, yeah.
Predictions?
I think he will pick Shariar, and I think he should pick Shariar.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Okay, let's see what happens.
All right, I realize that the short and sweet versions of picking someone don't go so well because Jay and Tino both won this week, so thought I'd switch up my voice note a little bit. So here goes nothing. I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was. To draft them is my real test, to start them is my cause. I will travel week to week, searching stats and news. Teach my league what winning means, while they all just choose. Fantasy, gotta win them all. I know I'll never fall. Oh, you're my best player in a league we must defend. Fantasy!
So without further ado... I just got a Charmander. So sharp, I choose you, bitch. Let's go.
Wow.
Incredible performance. I will notice he didn't mention trading, which I think has been a weakness. So maybe some notes for the theme song and the next season.
I thought
incredible.
For a moment there, I thought he was just going to do like the whole Pokemon theme, fantasy related, and it had nothing to do with his actual pick. I thought he was just going to pick someone afterwards, which also would have been a funny bit, but I understand. Yeah.
I was thinking it was a little bit weird as a theme song when you're in the semifinals of the Promly bracket, but then when he really brought it in for a landing with the Charmander bit, I'm into it.
Yeah. He made my job really easy for the episode art too.
Oh my God. Yeah. That is the right pick. I think Char was a maestro this season in dismantling his team. And he's set himself up for a potential disaster.
He actually started the season as more of a Charizard and then proved that you can actually evolve backwards into a Charmander.
Okay, hear me out though. Aaron Rodgers is playing Detroit. There's not going to be a shred of defense on that field.
It's fair. Yeah.
I think it's the right choice. I just think he's going to get dowdled.
If Kurt gets dowdled, he should maybe talk to someone. Sounds traumatic. And then that sets up Kyle and Mike. Oh,
there you go, Jared Goff on the other. Oh no, sorry, wrong side.
You know, Kyle does not deserve to be in the Promly Finals. However, Davante Adams, I think, is not going to play. And so he's going to have to dig for some production. And, you know...
Yes, Hubbard.
He's playing Hubbard currently. Davante Adams is his flex. And you know, Mike's got... he's got Josh Allen. And so, and Jamar Chase, like, scary people. Yeah. But what's our ideal? Bronley, I think it's Mike and Kurt. I think
it'd
be funny.
Yeah, I think it's got to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think.
Although Sherryar as Sticker Bitch, I think would be fun.
It would be really fun. I agree. I had that same thought this morning. Yeah. I was like, he'd probably do a really good job of it.
Yeah.
Has he ever...
No. He did make a joke in the chat. He's like, I kind of want to do it just to show Dion how it's done.
Hell yeah.
Which I thought was funny.
About Kenny.
So, okay. Nice. Yep. I think that sets up nicely. Predictions. I think it's going to be Char and Mike.
Yeah. I think that's the obvious choice. Although, like,
let me just take a look at Kurt's team because there it is. Oh, and you know what? Devin Neal got hurt.
I'm thinking Kurt's going to lose. His team sucks.
He's got some start sit decisions to make. So,
okay, you got Drake May at Baltimore. And JJ at the Giants.
Who's JJ?
McCarthy.
Oh, those are his two quarterbacks.
I think you have to start Drake May. I don't think that's a question.
Yeah. It's more like he's got Ken Walker and McMillan on his bench, Jennings even on his bench, who just seems to score TDs all the time. He's been starting Diggs and Pickens. I think he's still got to go with Pickens, but Diggs, you can think about. He's.
I think Omarion Hampton is one more week back from injury, and we'll get more and more of the work as
You
we go forward.
would think so. He's gonna need it.
Dowdle's
Or
looked
not.
good.
Or
I
not
mean,
need it. I don't know. He's playing share. No, Dowdle. He can get Dowdled for sure. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Should we move over to the playoff bracket then? Do you just want me to start with the
I guess yeah, I
pick?
guess
Who
that's
would
for me.
you pick here, Tony? I know you looked at it.
Yeah, so actually Brandon messaged me looking for some sage advice, and I said, well, the obvious pick, I think, if you want to give yourself the best chance of getting into the final, is you pick Kevin. His matchups is really tough. Like both Pittsburgh, so both of his running backs playing Detroit. That's a really tough. I mean, I know the Rams scored a lot on him, but tradition like over the course of the season, Detroit run defense is quite good,
But
and
also,
he's
Kyron
got.
Williams scored a lot on them because he had two rushing touchdowns from the one.
Yeah,
That's not
exactly.
like an expected situation.
Yeah, exactly. And you're starting both running backs, so your ceiling is capped there. And then we don't know what's going on with the Drake London thing. But then I also said, like, if you want to galaxy brain it, then you should pick Eric. Because I think Eric has the best remaining team other than Brandon's. But I think his matchups this week are tough, particularly the Stafford Nacua stack on a short week going into Seattle. Outdoors and on a short week potentially could be kind of a like a divisional slugfest. And your team is very top heavy, which seems to be a trend with you in recent years. And so it's kind of like, and then kind of all of your dudes showed up last week. So what are the odds of that happening again in slightly tougher matchups? And so it's like, are you scared of either Kevin or Justin in the finals? I don't think so. But I think your matchups the following week, Eric, are much better. So that was kind of what I said. I was like, you kind of, I know it's scary, but you kind of just have to decide, like, as Brandon put it, he's like, put myself in the fire making challenge.
Hell
Is
yeah.
So I don't know what he ultimately decided, but that was my read. And I don't think there's a wrong answer because, on one hand, it's like, give your best chance to get to the finals and see what happens. But on the other hand, Matt, this is the power of the picks. You can play the matchup. So I'm curious.
So you
Which is
feel
what
like
you did
he's
last year,
the.
right? Yeah, it is what I did last year. I did tell him ultimately it didn't matter for me last year because I would have won regardless. So there's always that angle too, is like just.
You fit that in nicely. You added that bit.
So do you think he's the Savannah here? He's going to win unless he trips over himself, or do you feel like this is a big question?
I think no, I think he's still got a good chance to win. He's got a good team. I think he's got probably the most solid top to bottom team, but sometimes that's not good enough, right? So yeah, I don't know. I would pick Eric, but I also told him when I did that, I was coming off multiple championships. So the risk of losing, and it's just
That is
facts,
a
okay?
relevant piece of information here. I will give you
Yeah,
that.
like you have more, you're kind of playing with house money, right? So
There's a
I don't know
heat
what he's
check
gonna do.
aspect to
Yeah,
it.
totally.
Eric's got to
It's
run,
funny.
and this is 3 minutes long, so I think we all need to pay play.
Well, hello, SSFL. Brandon here. As you guys all know, I've got a tough decision on my hands. We have three tough contenders to choose from. I'm still undecided on what to do. So I thought maybe it'd be best to speak to each candidate to see what their thoughts are.
No.
So let's do that. Let's open up the hotline and take some calls here. First call is in and it's from Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous, you're on the air.
I'm a scholar of the game.
Speranza? Speranza, what are you doing here? You're out of the playoffs.
We're gonna go nuts this week.
Well, you're not gonna be going nuts in the SFL playoffs because you got eliminated last week. You may not have known that.
Change your underpants.
Okay, starting to feel personal. So I'm sorry that you're upset that you're out of the playoffs, but prank calls will not be accepted here. So I'm gonna hang up on you. Okay. Next on the line, we have Justin. Justin, are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
That was weird. Am I speaking to Justin Murray?
Yeah.
Okay. Justin, what do you think? Should I pick you as my opponent this week?
Yeah.
Man, a few words this week. Okay, thanks for calling in, Justin. Let's go over to Kevin. Kevin, thanks for calling in. Kevin, you got a pretty good team. Some nice matchup this week. Thoughts on a potential matchup with me?
I just called him daddy for a week.
Well, you actually called me daddy for 2 weeks this year. I am 2-0 against you. But do you have any further thoughts you want to share?
Bears stink.
It always comes back to the Bears, doesn't it? All right, thanks for calling in, Kev. Appreciate it. Lastly, we have Eric. Eric, let's keep it short and sweet. Do you think I should pick you this week?
So you want me to, like, commit forks to Fuku or something?
No, that's not what I'm asking you to do at all. I know it's a tough matchup. It's not Fork Seppuku. But what about you? What are your thoughts on your team?
My team is a large number two.
I'm not sure if I agree with that, but that's an interesting take. Okay, thanks for calling in, Eric. Okay, lots to decide on, lots to consider, but I guess it's decision time. So with that said, drum roll, please. My decision for my opponent in week 15 will be...
Eric A. Cyril.
It's Cyril! Oh, we went over this.
Wow.
Okay. Yes, Eric is my pick this week. Best of luck to you, my friend. May the best team win.
Incredible use of the SSFL soundboard.
Yeah, I was wondering where he got that from. Did you send it to him or
no? It's on the internet.
Oh right.
SSFL.football/soundboard.
Yeah. Oh my god, that was a fantastic bit. Just super well executed, and wow, he did it. He did it. That's a winner's move right there, Eric. How do you feel before you go?
First, I just want to say Brandon couldn't make the podcast tonight because he had "quote unquote" a sick kid, but he spent 4 hours making that. So, in general, I feel fine. I think it's actually pretty exciting. Fans of history, students of the game, will note this is a rematch of the first final in SSFL history. So,
I don't remember.
That's, I know, funny. You're not a student of the game. That's what I'm saying.
You're right. I'm a scholar of the game,
not a fan of history.
Yeah, Brendan, do you know what he's talking about?
Never heard of it.
Yeah,
Brendan wasn't in the league.
It was before my time.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, whatever little play thing you guys did back then, that's very exciting for you guys.
I think I made you my plaything that year.
You can add that one to the soundboard. Well, okay, that is I don't think the others are expecting that. So I appreciate the gusto from Brandon there. I think it's the analytics play. But, you know, as we know with the analytics play, sometimes it can backfire and then you look like an idiot. So.
And so the other matchup then is Kevin and Justin. Do we have a favorite?
Kevin, I also think it's super even.
I think it's even too. I
want it to be Kevin.
I picked Kevin as my champion at the start of the year. I think he's a bit of a team of destiny here. He's going to ride two running backs on the same team all the way to victory for some reason and just defy all fantasy football logic. And that's why it's going to be beautiful.